Captain Anderson's you have eaten there? Huh? Or the shrimp boat downtown?
We've been, it's been a long time since I've been to Panama City to eat. Now, wait a minute, let's see. Is that Panama City that's on the other side of Santa Rosa Island? That's not Panama City, is it? What's that?
It's in the panhandle in the western part.
Okay, that's bound to be Panama City. Is there a place down that's sort of like Spanish Quarter that they're building up and it's an old down on the wharf? Is Panama City where the... That's Pensacola I'm thinking about, not Panama City.
Yeah.
Okay, Pensacola has a new area down there that they have... built up in the, like in the old warehouses and everything, and it's a fantastic place. They have a real nice restaurant that has an open air courtyard, and then there's an alley that runs between them, and then there's bars and disco places and everything. It's a really a nice place.
Well, hey,
it's not the not called Spanish Quarter. I've forgotten what it's called, but it's something like that. I mean, it makes you get a lot of wrought iron and things like that, but from the outside, it really looks raunchy. But on the inside, it is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Oh, if you wanted to buy a lot of bacon, a whole piece of it, you'd call that a
side.
Now, is smoked meat is not necessarily the same thing as bacon, is it?
Mm-mm.
You can have just about any type of meat smoked.
Uh-huh. We like our hams. Smoked, and that's country ham, you know, and they smoke, salt it down and everything, and we're fiends on that, but it's gotten so expensive, it's really a treat. I have a funny story about country ham. These friends of my father's live in California, and he is originally from someplace around in Tennessee, but his wife is from the north. And yet they're living in California now. Well, Daddy and Mother sent them a country ham about 5 years ago for Christmas, which they had done something special for Mother and Daddy, and they were retaliating, you know, by sending them a country ham. And it had mold on it, and they threw it away because it was molded.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was about, you know, about $40 worth of ham.
Yeah.
And they threw it away. They didn't know any different. And, a little while after that, Mother and Daddy sent them some packages of country ham, and she boiled, it was sliced, and she boiled it and then fried it. She didn't know how to cook it. I said, I'm just about to cry out here about that country ham.
Make
sure ham's safe. That's right. But anyway, Daddy and Mother explained them to me, you don't throw away country ham if it's got mold on it. You just scrape off the mold and go on, because that's what makes it good.
Should have known that from experience with cheese.
Yeah.
Maybe they threw that out.
I guess so.
What do you call this highly seasoned meat some people have for breakfast? Comes in patties or links.
Sausage.
What do you call a man who sells meat exclusively?
Butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, you say it's done what?
Spoiled.
And what about this meat that you can, that people make from the meat from a hog's head?
Souse. Blech.
Do I miss that?
No.
Never heard it called anything else?
Souse meat.
Haven't heard head cheese.
Head cheese. Oh, that's worse than souse.
Heard of it?
No, I've never heard of it.
Delightful name.
Mm-hmm.
What about, have you ever heard of making anything from grinding up and cooking the hog liver?
Mm-mm. I don't think so. What's that called?
Well, some people call it liverwurst.
Oh. Oh, that's cheap.
This is a delightful dish right here I'm going to ask you about. Have you ever heard of people making anything out of hog blood?
No.
Blood pudding?
Oh, no. That's awful.
It happens. This one, have you ever heard of taking the juice from the souse